I'm smiling. I haven't fully entered my script yet, but I'm working on it. Apologies if it sounds too rote. Turning to our good three. They're going to tell us the last two difficulties they see for the global state statesman in their ceaseless attempt to install a totalitarianism that is permanent. Quote, third, the ability of states to control their civil societies is diminishing. Historically, it's through the constitution of civil society and its subsequent extension, notably through the 1848 engendered incorporation of the working classes into society of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, that one traces the successive transformations of the monarchies and patriciates of the nascent capitalist world economy into its constituent and still evolving states. The organizing contradiction from the inception of stateness, state power versus civil rights and liberties, remains central to the state-civil society relation. Over time, of course, the scope of each has greatly expanded, thus sharpening the struggle which the post-1968 world-scale human rights movements profoundly reflect. The notion that ruling strata seek to legitimate their rule so that they are as morally obligated to command as those they claim to rule are morally obligated to comply is both very old and very widespread. Weber's, and I mean, you know they know what's up, so why not focus on that? I don't know. Weber's central theoretical claim that certain beliefs in popular consciousness are an indispensable condition of routine compliance, and so of the stability of the relational network administering the rules remains plausible. How come they never questioned those rules? Of course they did. Stay on task. A restatement, I think, what we just heard of Bentham's point, or Plato's for that matter, that the people must be trained to obey by strictly controlling what thoughts are allowed into our consciousness for governance to occur. And that's, as they said, a very old tactic of power and deeply, therefore, embedded in our psyches. And it is long overdue, this turning to ridding ourselves of all that gunk